Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbeen Deborah Brandt, and today is day 25 of our 40 days of Teshuvah. I want to open up with a couple of the psalms from the Sukkot prayers that are said just prior to Yom Teruah. Psalm 130, out of the depths I have cried to you, O Yahweh. O Yahweh, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my prayers. O Yah, if you should watch crookedness, O Yahweh, who would stand? But with you there is forgiveness that you might be feared. I look to Yahweh, my being has looked, and for his word I have waited. My being looks to Yahweh more than those watching for mourning, watching for mourning. O Israel, wait for Yahweh, for with Yahweh there is kindness, and with him is much redemption. For he shall redeem Israel from all his crookedness. And then Psalm 32, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man to whom Yahweh imputes no crookedness, and whose spirit there is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones became old through my groaning all the day. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My sap was turned into draughts of summer, Selah. I acknowledged my sin to you, and my crookedness I did not hide. I have said, I confess my transgressions to Yahweh, and you forgave the crookedness of my sin, Selah. Therefore, let everyone, every kind one, pray to you while you might be found. Even in a flood of great waters, they would not reach him. You are my hiding place. You preserve me from distress. You surround me with songs of deliverance, Selah. Let me instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. Let me counsel. My eyes be upon you. Do not be like the horse, like the mule, with no understanding, with bit and bridle. Else they do not come near you. Many are the sorrows of the wrong, but as far as the one trusting in Yahweh, kindness surrounds him. Be glad in Yahweh and exalt you righteous, and shout for joy all you upright in heart. The El Het. The goal of El Het is to get to the root of the problem, to become more like Yeshua, and to be conformed to his image in Torah as a process. It does not happen overnight. The key is never to give up, because he does not give up on us. We are all under construction and a work in progress. And this is the time to do spiritual house cleaning. Number 26. For the sin we have sinned before you through interest and extortion. What this refers to is selfishness and greed. The love of money causes people to forget that charity comes first. Money is an evil. It is an attitude towards money that can be evil. There is a Hebrew idiom called the evil eye and the good eye. What does that mean? It actually pertains to our attitude towards giving. According to biblical Hebrew made easy, good eye or ayin tov, evil eye. The literal Greek of Matthew 6:22, if therefore your eye is single, has been translated variously. The Greek word only occurs in the saying of Yeshua and literally means single. Generous or selfish, for the phrase is indeed a Hebrew idiom for generosity, as an evil eye is for selfishness. The phrase tov ayin, good eye, is used in Proverbs 22:9, where it is sometimes translated a generous man. A good eye sees a need and meets it. In modern English idiom, one might say he uses an open hand, he is either open-handed or tight-fisted. Other Hebrew sources, just as the Jewish Mishnah and Talmud, speak of good, middling, and evil eyes. For example, in the offerings of the first fruits, a good eye gave the 40th, the house of Shammai says, the 30th part, a middling one, the 50th, and an evil one, the 60th part. Mishnah Trumot 4:3, upon which the Jewish commentators say a good eye means one that is liberal, and an evil eye, the contrary. Elsewhere, one reads of trading, dedicating, and giving with a good or an evil eye, that is, either generously, liberally, or grudgingly manner. A good eye and a humble eye and a lowly eye. Those who have these are disciples of Abraham, our father. Mishnah Aboth 5:19. Thus Yeshua meaning is that if a man is not covetousness but is generous, he will be blessed and righteous in all areas of his life. Your whole body is simply a Hebrew metaphor for your whole person, you yourself. Deuteronomy 15:7-11, or Devarim. If someone among you is needy, one of your brothers, in any of your towns in your land which Adonai your God is giving you, you are not to harden your heart or shut your hand from giving to your needy brother. No, you must open your hand to him and lend him enough to meet his needs and enable him to obtain what he wants. Guard yourself against allowing your heart to entertain the mean-spirited thought that because the seventh year, the year of Shemitah, is at hand, you would be stingy toward your needy brother and not give him anything. For then he may cry out to Adonai against you, and it will be your sin. Rather, you must give to him, and you are not to be grudging when you give it to him. If you do this, Adonai your God will bless you in all your work and everything you undertake. For there will always be poor people in the land. That is why I am giving you this order. You must open your hand to the poor and needy brother in your land. Deuteronomy 23:19. You are not to lend at interest to your brother, no matter whether the loan is money, food, or anything else that can earn interest. Luke 6:30-36. If someone asks for something, give it to him. If someone takes what belongs to you, don't demand it back. Treat other people as you would like them to treat you. What credit is if you love only those who love you? Why even sinners love those who love them? What credit is it to you if you do only good to those who do good to you? Even sinners do that. What credit is it to you if you lend only to those who expect will pay you back? Even sinners lend to each other, expecting to be paid in full. But love your enemies, do good, lend expecting nothing back. Your reward will be great, and you will be children of Ha'elyon, for he is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Show compassion just as your Father shows compassion. 26. For the mistakes we committed before you through interest and extortion, gaining financial advantage because someone else is destitute shows poor character. That is why the Torah forbids loaning money to another Jew, or I might say this includes believers as well, on interest. So ask yourself, have I made a profit as a result of someone else's misfortune or downfall? Am I greedy? Am I stingy? Do I feel responsible for helping to satisfy the needs of others? Do I appreciate the Torah prohibition against charging interest? And have I studied these laws? A prayer over our tithes and offerings. I profess this day unto Yahweh Elohim that I have come into the inheritance which Yahweh swore to give me. I am in the land which you have provided for me in Messiah Yeshua, the kingdom of Almighty God. I was a sinner serving Satan. He was my God. But I called upon the name of Yeshua, and you heard my cry and delivered me into the kingdom of your dear Son. Yeshua, as my Lord and High Priest, I bring first fruits of my income to you and worship Yahweh, my Elohim, with it. I rejoice in all the good which you have given me and my household. I have hearkened to the voice of Yahweh, my Elohim, and have done according to all that you have commanded me. Now look down from your holy habitation from heaven and bless me as you said in your word. And Father, also I thank you that you give us wisdom and giving, and that we don't look at what we don't have, but we look at what we do have in you. Father, I thank you that when we see the needy, we do what we can to help them, that we support our local congregations so that they can preach the good news of the gospel and make disciples. Father, forgive me for being greedy, for hanging on to what doesn't belong to me, because you said the first fruits belong to you. Forgive me for giving and expecting back from my brothers. Father, help me as I give not to expect anything back, but I know that my reward eventually is from you. Help me to help those that I can, Father. Help me to have one that has a good eye, Father, that is not greedy, Father, or selfish, and who does not look for reasons not to help people, but looks for reasons and how can I help people with what I have. And you are faithful, Father. You said that you would rebuke the devourer, that you, Father, would pour out a blessing upon me that no man can contain. And I thank you. The purpose of blessing is to continue to be able to help others, Father. For you said you would meet all our needs according to your riches in glory in Messiah Yeshua. And I thank you, Father, that we have an abundance that we can help others, Father. Help others come into the kingdom. Help others to become successful if we have businesses, Father. Father, I thank you in the name of Yeshua, Father, that I give with an open heart and an open hand. In Yeshua's name, amen.